Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this evening to the book of Acts, the first chapter? If you've been with us on Friday nights, you know that we've been teaching on the subject of receiving and ministering healing. Receiving and ministering healing. And we've been on it for months now. Went through 20 individual accounts in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Took time, went over details. And now we've been in the book of Acts. And we've gone through 4 individual accounts of healing in the book of Acts. And this one is the final one in this particular study. And it is in the book of Philippians. You can go ahead and find that too. Turn to that too. Well, just go to Philippians. Just turn loose of your place in Acts and go to Philippians. Because you know what we're going to talk about there, and I'll just remind you. You know, Dr. Luke used to pen the gospel account of Luke and also the book of Acts. He made us aware of that in the gospel account, all that Jesus did, said all that he began to do and to teach. And then we saw it continued in the book of Acts. And how many understand we're a part of the same church? We saw healings, lame man at the gate called, beautiful healed. We saw Aeneas healed. We saw the crippled man at Lystra healed. And last weekend we saw who? Huh? Yeah. Publius' father. Right? Y'all remembered that, didn't you? Got folk looking at me with blank looks like. Yeah, don't you remember? Paul was shipwrecked. Remember that? And we talked about, you know, he went and put the sticks on the fire and the poisonous snake jumped out and bit him. You remember all that, don't you? And we what did he do? He didn't let it shake him up. He shook it off. And we said, when things happen, you'll respond one of those ways. You'll let it shake you up. You'll respond in fear and doubt, or you'll shake it off and you won't be moved. I like something that the Apostle Paul said there in Acts. I think it's what is the 20th chapter or so. He said, none of these things move me. I like that. I've used that any number of times. I know some years ago, a particular day where a lot of things happened. The enemy likes to practice. He used the old pile-up technique on you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Pile-up. Keeps trying to, you know, pile it on, and looking at 2 or 3 of these things, you think, well, I can believe for that, but then it just keeps getting piled up and piled up and piled up and piled up until he wants you to look at it and go, oh Lord, I can't do with all this. Well, yeah, you can, one at a time. Amen. 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 Just put your faith on one thing and deal with that, and believe God will show you the next thing. And faith has to do with steps. And if you follow him, he'll lead you out. But this happened, and then that happened, and then a call came, and it was something else, and then somebody showed up, and it was another thing, and I mean, it was all day long. And we got to have another 10,000, and we got to have 50,000, and we got to do this, and we got to do that, and what about this? Somebody called, and so and so needs help, and that evening I made it home through the door, and I just set my stuff down and sit down in the middle of the floor. And I said, none of these things move me. Amen. Now, I was feeling kind of moved. Yeah. But thank God I don't walk by what I feel. Amen. I don't live by what I feel. Yeah. I said it out loud. None of these things move me. And I could feel strength coming up in me. Anytime you respond in faith and talk faith, God is there to help you. There's somebody who lives inside you that's bigger than all the stuff in the world that you have to deal with. Greater is he that's in you than all the junk and stuff that's in the world. But you got to respond that way. Don't let it shake you up. You shake it off. Say it out loud. None of these things move me. Now say it with me. None of these things move me. Now that's what you say when the enemy's trying to pile up stuff on you. Amen? And don't be moved. Don't be moved. Well, we've studied that, how that Publius' father was healed. And now there is a healing, an account of an individual healed in the epistles. Really the only one that I'm aware of where any detail is given in all of the epistles, you know, beginning with Romans. So we're going to study this in Philippians, the second chapter, is the account of the healing of a man named Epaphroditus. You want to say that real quick three times? Epaphroditus. Now, you know, I'm sure that was a common name in those days. It doesn't sound like it to us. Epaphroditus. You say, hi, my name's John. And he says, yeah, I'm Epaphroditus. So for convenience sake, we'll call him Epi. You know, we shorten names. Turn over and I'll show you something. Turn over just a couple of pages to the end of Colossians. You're close by to the last chapter of Colossians and the next to the last verse. A friend of mine, Brother Buddy Harrison. I don't know any of you know Brother Buddy Harrison, Buddy and Pat Harrison. He's going home to be with the Lord now. But a wonderful man, man of God, and funny fellow too. If he was around him very often. He was reading this scripture one day, and this is how he read it. This verse, Colossians last chapter and the fourth chapter and the 17th verse. He said, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry that you've... Well, maybe in Arkansas and Missouri, you might pronounce it Archippus. I don't know, but that's not how they said it. So Archippus, Epaphroditus, Epi, long as we know we're all in agreement on who we're talking about. Philippians 2, are you there? This is the account of the healing of Epaphroditus. We're going to begin reading in the 14th verse of the second chapter of Philippians. I believe all this goes together and you'll see a continuity here, a recurring theme, if you will. Let's pray before we read this. And let's release faith and believe the Lord that we get something good tonight and our spirits and our faith are fed and healing is ministered. Now, do you understand you don't have to have a prayer for healing to be healed? Did you know that? You don't have to have laying on of hands to be healed. Did you know that? Healing is ministered many different ways. In fact, you know, in the psalmist, it said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Many times people in Jesus' ministry were healed, not through prayer, not through a touch, just a spoken word. Be healed. Remember that? And people were. And numerous times people have been healed just through hearing the words of the Lord. How many believe there's life in His words? There's healing power in His word. There's enough power in these words to heal everybody in this room without leaving your chair. Do you believe that? Yes, if the Lord leads you to have a healing line, then that's what you should do. That's what we did last week. If He leads you to have a prayer, that's what you should. Prayer of agreement, anointing with oil. You know, any number of different ways. Just using your authority against sickness. I mean, there's many different ways. But you can be healed just through the Word alone. His words are life to those that find them, and health are medicine to all their flesh. Let's pray before we read this. Father, we thank You for the privilege of living in this great country. Thank you for the protection we have and the freedom we have. Thank you for our salvation in Jesus. Thank you for this great place to meet in and comfort, health, strength, brightness of mind. Thank you that we know you are here. Your Spirit is here to teach us, lead us, and guide us. Give us utterance, full and complete, precise, exact. Give everybody ears to hear and eyes that see and a heart to receive and understand. We open ourselves up to your Spirit and your Word and say, feed us and minister to us. Answer our questions. Give us direction and solutions and help and strength for now. Let your healing come into us through your words. We'll receive your teaching, your direction, your correction, your help. You're our Lord, our God, our healer, our teacher. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Verse 14, are you ready? Philippians 2:14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Now we're going to read that out loud together three more times. Are you ready? Read it with me together. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Again. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. One more time. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Another translation says, without grumbling and fault finding. When is it all right to gripe?
Never.
Under what circumstances do you have a right to complain? Well, you know, sometimes you have a right to complain. Right? Right? That's right. Where's the verse? We have a verse here that tells us that we are to do what?
All things
means how many things?
Everything.
Would that include everything from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night? Would that include everywhere, home, office, school, everywhere, all the time, everything, do all things without grumblings and disputings? That would have to do with arguing and fighting and griping and complaining. Say it out loud, no griping, no complaining.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Epaphroditus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1226. That's R-1226. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.